Support for the Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the second half of the program, we're going to be hearing about the benefits and risks of magic mushrooms. But first, Steve Allison is the current representative for Bexar County's House District 121. The Republican will not be on the ballot this election after losing in the Republican primary. Mark LaHood is the Republican nominee, and Laurel Jordan Swift is the Democrat in the race. This seat is now seen as a possible flip for the Democrats. The election is now 13 days away. Early voting is now underway. And Steve Allison, welcome back to The Source.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, so are you feeling like, you know, the election is coming up closer? Are you feeling like you should be out knocking doors, you know, those old muscles coming back saying, you know?
I've got a little withdrawal, yeah. Ordinarily, I'd be at a poll or knocking doors.
Shaking hands, telling people, you know, vote for Steve.
Exactly.
Well, now you get to sort of sit back and watch as you're a non-participant, direct participant in this election. And what are you seeing in the race to represent House District 121?
I'm seeing a lot of activity, and from what I'm seeing, I'm seeing a lot of movement towards Laurel Jordan Swift from a lot of my contemporaries and a lot of my neighbors, supporters, more traditional Republicans, just a good swell.
So they're saying, you know, Steve, I wish you were on the ballot. I'd vote for you in a heartbeat. But right now, I really don't know about this Mark LaHood. I mean, I kind of like this Laurel Jordan Swift. Do I ask you, what do you think?
They have, and that's been ongoing. And I've tried to kind of keep a low profile and noncommittal and just watch it develop. But I've grown increasingly supportive of Laurel Jordan Swift.
Well, I'm not going to let you stay low profile. I'm going to pull you into the spotlight. So are you saying you're endorsing Laurel Jordan Swift?
Well, I'm supporting her, and I've stated that recently, that I'm supporting her, and I see Laurel as the better and more qualified candidate. And that's based on a lot of things I've seen and from discussions with her and observing or listening to, for example, the interview you had of each of them a few weeks ago, other forum appearances or non-appearances, and just things of that nature, and hearing comments from other people and questions I've received. So, yeah, I've tried to be as thorough as possible and objective as possible, but I think she's the one.
Well, so you support her, but you're reluctant to use the word endorse. And so I want to make sure that we categorize where you are on this appropriately. So can we say endorse?
I'm supporting her. I'm going to vote for it. I'm encouraging anyone that asks and others to do the same.
Well, what's the difference between that and endorse?
I'm not sure there is.
So can I say that Steve Allison is endorsing Laurel Jordan Swift?
That's fine.
So that's correct. I can say that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and so, you know, what does that mean that for you? I mean, you have been a rock solid conservative in the Texas House. I mean, this thing, you know, when
well, it depends who you talk to. I've heard a lot of accusations that, no, I'm a rhino and a liberal. But, yeah, I think I've got a pretty conservative record. I think you've acknowledged that before.
You know, unblemished conservative record, all right? You know, a high-minded, faithful, you know, thoughtful conservative, you know. But, like, when the agricultural commissioner, Sid Miller, you know, is holding a gun and declaring that he's going to rhino hunt and his top target is the liberal Steve Allison, I'm wondering, is this like one of those parallel universes that, you know, I'm not familiar with?
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Yeah, and that's been troubling. You know, I have considered myself a Republican my entire adult life. That's how I voted. But I take it very, very seriously, and I'm very sensitive to who replaces me or succeeds me, whatever the characterization might be. And I want to make sure that the proper representation of this district, someone we can be comfortable with and proud of, continues. And I just have increasingly seen that being Laurel Jordan Swift. You know, I'm as you know, as we've discussed before, I'm a strong proponent for education and a strong proponent of public education. And that's a major, major issue with me. And I think it's just so foundational to our society. I think without an educated society, we don't have much of a society or a state or a country. And that's why I think that education is so, so important for individual development of our children, for workforce development, for our economic development. It all turns on education. So I see that probably as the most important issue that's out there, and I think it's a major one in this election.
Yeah, for the future success of Texas and our Texan generations.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I think any divergent from supporting education is going to be devastating to us, and I see the private school voucher that's being mischaracterized as a school choice. It is a private school voucher program that I think we've seen around the country. And certainly for us, I think that'd be very, very bad policy. That's where I've taken a stand. I know the governor came out against me on that. The others did, Sid Miller, Ted Cruz, whoever. But I make no apologies for that. I make no excuses, and I'm not diverting from that one bit. I feel very strongly about that. And that's where I really came to start following Laurel, because I know she feels the same way. I think she's done a lot of work and is very knowledgeable in education, the importance of having properly funded and supported schools and teachers, and the devastation that a private school voucher program would cause to us. You know, we have over 5.5 million students in our public schools that we've got to address, and that's growing with the immigration situation coming across. We've got to educate those children as well, and that creates additional burdens with language burdens, background burdens, that puts more on our public schools. And we've got some very strict and specific constitutional provisions that just frustrates me that they seem to be ignored, that I think it shows the importance that the Texas forefathers and the authors of the Constitution place such a strong importance on our free public school system. And we've got to maintain that.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment for Representative Steve Allison, he is the current House District 121 representative in the Texas House, although he is not on the ballot when you go vote. Instead, it's Mark LaHood. He's the Republican nominee, and the Democrat in the race is Laurel Jordan Swift. And we just heard from Republican Steve Allison that he is endorsing the Democrat Laurel Jordan Swift. Got a question or a comment about that? We'd love to hear you. Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. The Source continues right after this. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the second half of the program, we're going to be talking about psilocybin mushrooms, magic mushrooms. What are we finding out about them, the science, and what are the risks and the benefits of these magic mushrooms as they are growing more popular and becoming more available? But right now, we're talking to a Representative Steve Allison, a Republican. He represents Texas House District 121 here in Bear County, which is Alamo Heights and surrounding area into Northwest Bear County. And he is not on the ballot. He lost the Republican nomination to Mark LaHood. The Democrat in the race is Laurel Jordan Swift, and she just got the endorsement of Steve Allison here on the air, and he says that she is he will be voting for her. So, Representative Allison, there might be some people who say you're just sour grapes. You're just your feelings were hurt when Abbott. Came out so hard in favor of Mark LaHood, gave him all that money, all these endorsements, and you just have hurt feelings. Is that right?
No, and I appreciate that, but no, and that's one of the reasons I've kind of kept a low profile and just watched it develop. And I would hope that people that know me would know that I hope to be a bigger person than that. And I think my integrity wouldn't allow something like that. I take it very seriously, and like I said, I've always been a Republican. I understand and appreciate the two-party system and partisanship, but there's a point where that's got to stop. You know, education and public education is not a partisan issue. Our children are not partisan issues. That's where we've got to look past that. So I get a little frustrated at some of the blind partisanship that we've got to get away from and look to see who is the best qualified, who's going to do the best job on the issues that are really important to us. Like here, I think that education is extremely important. And the voucher program, it was very, very bad policy. And that's where I see a real departure. But looking further, I see Laurel Jordan Swift to be refreshingly open. I've had several conversations with her, some very frank ones. You know, we don't agree on everything, but I think we agree on a lot more than we disagree on. And even where there's disagreement, it's been not that broad, or it's in areas that aren't going to become an issue as I see it. I see a lot of substance in her. She's demonstrated to me, and I've heard from others who I've kind of checked on her about, she demonstrates a very pragmatic, common sense approach to things, which I think is very refreshing and necessary. I see her as a problem solver, or somebody that wants to get things accomplished and not just a position taker. She's a good listener, which I think is very, very important, and wants to get things done. And wants to get things done through compromise if that's necessary, but by talking and seeking consensus and agreement. You know, that's what I used to think the Texas legislature, in particular the House, was so good. It was more bipartisan. It required a lot of crossing the aisle, so to speak, and getting things accomplished. And I see her going back in that direction, which I think is so important and so necessary. I see that she knows this district. She's lived here her whole life. She knows the district and the community. And I think she can be very effective representative of what we'd be proud of. And I've been impressed. Like I said, I've kind of sat back and heard comments and asked for some. And the broad-based support that's growing, I think, is impressive in what we need.
All right, let's go to a caller. Our number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And we have Susie on the line. Susie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, Susie.
Hello?
Susie?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Mr. Allison, thank you for what you're doing. I think it's very courageous to stand up in light of today's politics. And I think that the public schools are extremely important. The voucher system across the United States has not fared well. The majority of voters in Texas do not agree with this. And I think it's unconscionable for our Governor Abbott to be pushing people out of office to further his goal of including the voucher program.
All right. Susie, thank you for the call. So an endorsement for your endorsement, Representative Allison.
Well, I appreciate that, and I agree. You know, like I mentioned before, David, when I've been on before, I was very careful. I knew how I felt about vouchers, but I was very careful to see what the district really felt, and the response was just overwhelmingly in opposition to vouchers. And that's what frustrates me with the governor. You know, we should be able to vote our district. And for him to essentially say, I don't care what your district says, this is what I want, that's just wrong. And I'm not going to go for that.
Let me ask you, when you took that vote against Governor Abbott's voucher program, and were you warned? Were there some messages sent your way in saying, think carefully, Steve Allison, if you vote against Governor Abbott, he is going to come for you? And did you weigh that thinking, this is I got to do the right thing?
You know, I don't recall that it was ever specified against me, but it was certainly that message was out there. Anyone that voted against the school choice or voucher program was in trouble. That didn't faze me one bit. I never hesitated. I have no regrets, no apologies. I did what I believed to be the right thing, and I'd do it again.
Let's go to the caller. We have Jennifer. And Jennifer, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry, I just couldn't hear y'all for a second. I was just calling. I wanted to know from Representative Allison's point of view as a conservative, how to deal with my Thanksgiving dinner, house full of conservatives, and just had some talking points about the value of public education, you know, with my family members, and because we're inevitably going to get into it. We do every year. But also what he thinks the end game is with Abbott and Cruz, you know, and with Trump talking about defunding the Department of Education nationwide, what he thinks the end game is. Are they out to just destroy public education altogether? That only rich kids get to go to school? I mean, what's the end game in his opinion?
All right, Jennifer, thank you for the call. Representative Allison.
Well, I hope that's not the end game, but there's certainly increased concerns and statements that that's exactly what it is. I read just yesterday one that kind of came from the Texas Public Policy Foundation that indicated that they'd accept the challenge of the public schools going away, something to that effect, which causes more concern because, like I said earlier, our Constitution establishes the importance of a free public school system. And we've got 5.5 million kids currently in the system that we need to educate. Our economy depends upon it. We've spent so much time and effort and funds in developing a comprehensive program that a private schools just can't provide. We have a very vibrant charter system. We have a very vibrant magnet programs. We've extended tremendous effort into CTE programs for military readiness, workforce preparation to learn a trade, a skill. STEM programs are very much out there. It just goes on and on what we can do within the public school system and the breadth of what's expected. Special education, we're underfunded in that area like so many other areas right now, but that's, again, so dependent on the public school system that the private schools just cannot provide that and aren't required to. One credit, I guess, I'd put in the proposed voucher bill that we struck, had a provision in it, notice to ones that seeking a voucher that private schools would not be required to provide special education because they're not subject to the Public School Act. You know, things like that, I think, just further the importance of our public education system and what it means to our society. You know, with the advent of the voucher movement and the result that there wasn't necessary funding provided to our public schools in this last session, I spent a lot of time talking to superintendents and different school officials around the state, but certainly within our district. And the potential devastation that is out there because of the budget restrictions and the shortage on funding and the advent of what a voucher program could mean to the loss of additional fundings to our schools, and particularly in the suburban and urban areas where we lose students, not just the additional funding, is devastating. Loss of programs, loss of personnel, loss of teachers, where it's already a serious situation to keep and retain and attract teachers and to staff our programs. So it's a very serious situation that would have devastation to our state.
Let me add to that, if I may, in a classic oligarchy, when oligarchy takes over a democracy, and this is, you know, it's been studied, it shows that the oligarchy will destroy the public education system and try and impose a more strict class system. And they do that in order to prevent lower people in the lower classes in order to qualify for the good paying jobs. And this is, you know, I'm not making this up. This is what's been written about for over 1,000 years, actually, about this topic. And so that's one way to look about why is this happening? You know, are we adopting an oligarchy where the billionaires are going to decide who our politicians are? And this is one of the price that they extract. Let me ask you one more question. I'm going to push you a little bit more, maybe more than you're comfortable talking about, Steve Allison. But in your deciding not to vote Republican for House District 121, is this the only place on the ballot that you're not going to vote Republican? Are there other candidates, maybe even for president, that you're having second thoughts?
Could be. I haven't looked at that closely as yet, but that could be. You know, I think we need to get away from this blind partisanship and just thinking that, oh, I've got to just vote Democrat or I've just got to vote Republican. There's some very qualified candidates out there, I think. I can think of one, the sheriff's race. I think I'm going to vote for our sheriff.
Salazar.
I just don't see the Republican candidate as being anywhere close to that qualification. And I know there's complaints about the sheriff gets a little too political at times. But as far as his duties as a sheriff and what he's done for law enforcement and protection, I receive nothing and hear nothing but good reports.
Any chance you would vote for Kamala Harris for president?
No.
Okay, you're gonna stick with Trump or you know not vote or maybe go with the Libertarian or Jill Stein, the Green Card Party candidate.
No, I plan on voting for Trump. I just can't see myself voting for Kamala Harris.
One thing about this race, people see that if it does flip blue, that this might give Governor Abbott pause in the future to press the legislature so hard in the future. Do you think that would happen, that this would is a message vote to Abbott to let the legislature legislate and let him govern?
I think that's very important, and I think it could. And I think it can cut either way. And, you know, the Capitol is rife with rumors, good and bad. But there's been increasing comments about that he can't get away with this, and it will send a good message, the importance of public education, and we can't go in this route. The other hand, and that the importance of some of these elections going back anti-voucher, the other side being rumors that if he is successful, we're going to see an enhanced voucher program that would cause further devastation. So I think this election is very, very important.
And again, Representative Steve Allison, Republican for House District 121, endorsing Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat in the race. Thank you so much, Representative Allison, for joining us today. We appreciate it. Come back anytime.
Thanks very much.
And when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about the benefits, the risks, what you need to know about magic mushrooms. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Stay with us.